Are you going to pray for us? You're always praying for our neighbors. And Sayyidah Fatima replied, Al-jar thumma al-dar. So your neighbor and then your home. So she was always thinking of others, and then she brought it back to her house. The same thing when on her wedding night, when she had her wedding gown, she would give it to somebody came knocking on her door, a poor woman who didn't have any clothing. She was looking for a wedding dress, and Sayyidah Fatima gave her dress to that woman. When the Prophet came home and he found her wearing just something that she had worn normally, her normal clothing, something very simple, he said, "Where is your wedding dress?" And she said, "I gave it to this woman who needed it more than me." And that's when the Prophet cried, and he weeps that at the level that Sayyidah Fatima was at, that on her wedding night, even then she was giving away her most precious thing. Our next speaker is Sister Amal Jamal. She's from the Lebanese community, and she has a Bachelor of Computer Science, and she'll be speaking to us today about the role of Sayyidah Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, in defending justice and rights. So please allow salawat.
Salat wa salamu ala ashrafi khalqillahi wa a'azzil mursaleen. سيدنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. Verily we granted you Kawthar, the abundant blessing. So turn to your Lord in prayer and make a sacrifice. Surely your enemy and not you is the one who shall be without posterity. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. قال الله عز وجل يا ملائكتي ويا سكان سماواتي إني ما خلقت سماء مبنية ولا أرضا مدحية ولا قمرا منيرا ولا شمسا مضيئة ولا فلكا يدور ولا بحرا يجري ولا فلكا يسري إلا في محبة هؤلاء الخمسة الذين هم تحت الكساء فقال الأمين جبرائيل يا رب ومن تحت الكساء فقال عز وجل هم أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة هم فاطمة وأبوها وبعلها وبنوها صلوات Our sincere congratulations to the 12th Imam Al-Mahdi Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, our righteous scholars and the Muslim Ummah on the anniversary of Sayyidatu Nisa Al-Alameen Fatimatu Zahra Salawatullahi Alayha. Respected alims, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Woman is like the Quran. To both, the mission of rearing man was given. Across centuries and among many of the changing cultures, women sadly had to suffer many injustices due to their inferior status in those societies, even though they shouldered very heavy burdens as mothers, daughters, and wives. They have always been regarded as the weaker, pitiful, and less fortunate sex. Discrimination against women never disappeared, but it took a different hue and manifested clearly in the pre-Islamic era, where women were put to suffer nothing less than death for something they had no control over, that being a female. Women had suffered from victimization during the age of ignorance. They were oppressed and were treated like animals, and much worse. You can't imagine what circumstances were like for women during that time and to what degree their situation improved with the advent of Islam. With the blooming of Islam that bestowed its blessings upon mankind, a radical change transformed the status from the state of oppression, the dark pit of ignorance, servitude, and humiliation to the sublime level of respect, decency, and dignity. Islam contributed greatly to the cause of women by elevating their status to a rank that has never been given to a woman, to the rank which the women deserve. Islam gave women back their identity and an unequivocal right which has no precedent in history. Islam freed women from those harsh and inferior circumstances. It took women by the hand and made them equal to men and gave them strength. Islam aimed for women to attain the high rank and true humanity and exercise their sacred and natural rights in determining their destiny. To see a true role model of women's right and respect, we must look at the leader of the pious ladies of the world, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullahi alayha. Along with being a perfect role model in domestic issues, a dedicated wife, an exceptional mother, and an exemplary daughter, Sayyida Fatima salawatullahi alayha shows women that they can participate in areas of culture, politics, defense, etc., while maintaining their dignity and self-respect. Since her youth and with the beginning of Islam, she got effectively involved in the struggle and peace in the name of Islam. After the death of her mother, she took it upon herself to look after the comfort of her father. Later on, with the progressing of Islam and the fierce and unjust suffering imposed on the Prophet and his followers, Zahra salawatullahi alayha never lost faith or complained. As a matter of fact, she continuously tried to ease her father's concerns, alleviate his agony, and was all the time beside him, even in the darkest hours. When all the forces of evil gathered to trim the young blossoms of Islam. Sayyida Zahra salawatullahi alayha was always at her father's disposal, his faithful, loving, and caring angel. She would console him when he was insulted, dress his wounds when he got injured after the battles, and she would give him hope with her unwavering support and sweet soothing words. That earned her father's famous saying, Fatima Ummu Abiha, mother of her father. Sayyida Zahra salawatullahi alayha's mission never stopped, and even when Islam was well established, her role as a wife and as a mother never deterred her from dedicating her time to learn after her father and educate all women around her. She, salawatullahi alayha, was the recipient of the divine knowledge that her father possessed. After the passing of her father, Zahra, salawatullahi alayha's pain was excruciating. But despite her great loss, her struggle against injustice never ceased. She stood firmly against the people who usurped her rights. The great event of Fadak, where the daughter of the Prophet, salawatullahi alayhim, delivered a powerful and eloquent speech to those who had usurped her property, shows the strength and endurance of the leader of women of all times. She was the first woman who speaks up against injustice. When Lady Fatima, salawatullahi alayha, went to the Prophet's mosque in Medina and addressed one of the Khalifat and his companions, all were stunned by her words and courage. She addressed their conscience and made them aware of who she was and her status with the Prophet of Islam, salawatullahi alayhim. Regardless of her powerful oration, they refused to give back to Fatima, salawatullahi alayha, her right. Nevertheless, she fought for her right while maintaining her dignity and modesty. Women today should follow her direction in taking action against injustice, whether targeted at them or at other Muslims and human beings, though through proper mediums, that is, writing or speaking. Women should get more actively involved in society, and especially in a more sensitive area like media, where their voices and plights could be heard on a large scale. Another exceptional example that was engraved in our Islamic history is the powerful and proud stance of Sayyida Zainab salamullahi alayha in the palace of Yazid la'anahullah. Despite her overwhelming grief, shackled with the chains of agony, bearing many burdens, never faltered or weakened. She stood bravely and spoke against all the terrible crimes and atrocities committed by the oppressive ruler and his collaborators. She dedicated her life to defend justice and showed that through peaceful means we can affect a change. And finally, in the hope of maintaining the sacred Islamic rights that was bestowed on women, we have to emphasize the importance of the ultimate role model for women of all times, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullahi alayha. She was an exemplary woman in the full sense of the word. Her stand for justice and peace would resonate across centuries. I convey my best wishes again to the Islamic world and to you all on the immensely happy occasion of the birthday of Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullahi alayha. Assalamu alaikum.